Now, to say the quality of the art exhibitions, there is just one transition you need to understand. Let's clear this up properly, and then we'll return to our sentence. Okay, what is the normal plural for the, which applies to all genders? Yes, D. However, if you want to say of the, in the sense of belonging to, a change will occur. Your D changes to der, in order to express this concept of belonging or possession. Here's an example. Let's say the journalists always have mobile phones. That would be, die Journalisten haben immer Handys. Very handy, knowing the word das Handy for a mobile phone. The journalists are, as you would expect, die Journalisten. But if you want to say the mobile phones of the journalists, then you must say die Handys der Journalisten. Making it clear, these are the mobile phones belonging to the journalists. Let's call this the belonging situation. What alerts you to that change in the plural from die to der is the keyword of. Incidentally, the same transition applies to the feminine die, which also changes to der in such a belonging situation. Let's try a few examples to make sure this point is quite clear. If the students are die Studenten and Autos are cars, how would you say the students have cars?
Die Studenten haben Autos.
Yes, die Studenten haben Autos. Let's turn that into the cars of the students are old and shabby. Old is alt, shabby, schäbig. That's SCH A umlaut BIG, schäbig. So once again, the cars of the students are old and shabby.
Die Autos der Studenten sind alt und schäbig.
That's right. The cars of belonging to the students, die Autos der Studenten, sind alt und schäbig. What about the shoes of the children are brand new? Work out the shoes.
Die Schuhe.
Die Schuhe. Yes. And the children?
Die Kinder.
Die Kinder. Yes. Now, if brand new is brandneu, how would you say the children's shoes are brand new?
Die Schuhe der Kinder sind brandneu.
Die Schuhe der Kinder. Of the children belonging to the children, sind brandneu. Let's now apply this belonging situation to our original sentence. Remembering that art exhibitions are die Kunstausstellungen, how would you say the quality of the art exhibitions?
Die Qualität der Kunstausstellungen.
Genau. Die Qualität der Kunstausstellungen. And now, the quality of the art exhibitions in Berlin is superb. Michelle Thomas taught you several words for superb. Herrlich, wunderbar, fantastisch. But let's use großartig, his grown-up word. Groß, big, artig is a common ending meaning like, resembling. Großartig, big-like, superb. So once again, the quality of the art exhibitions in Berlin is superb.
Die Qualität der Kunstausstellungen in Berlin ist großartig.
Großartig, superb. Die Qualität der Kunstausstellungen in Berlin ist großartig. And so is your progress. Back to a few more Tate words. Originality.
Originalität.
Originalität and creativity.
Kreativität.
Kreativität, spelled with a K.